Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you because you are available to cause us to see into the realities of your kingdom in the name of Jesus. Raise your Bibles, everybody. If you have your Bible, raise it up. Okay, raise whatever you are using as your Bible. Anybody? Whatever you are using as your Bible. Meaning, if you don't have paper Bible, you should have something you are using that is representing your Bible. Maybe an iPad, or something. So raise your... Okay. So all of you that have phones, you are sure that it's not distracting you. Huh? I'm sure that you are not tempted to just slide into Instagram and check what is happening. Phone would have not been a problem, but because people find it very difficult to discipline themselves, even in church, that's why we expect them to either have a Bible, or I would have said an iPad, but this generation too can do WhatsApp through iPad, so... You know, but most preferably your paper Bible. So lift it, say, this is God's holy word. Why is this church called? Is it a mosque? Say, this is God's holy word. Everybody raise your Bible. You see, if you're under the sound of my voice, you don't show pride. Are you listening to me? You don't do big boy. When I say lift your Bible, you lift it. I'm standing on the authority of Christ as your leader. Isn't it?
Yes,
so lift your Bibles, everybody. Say, this is God's holy word. And I'm ready to receive it. I will believe it with the whole of my heart. My heart is open and not hardened. And I believe tonight that Prophet Simon is anointed to teach me the word in simplicity and power, in truth and in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. All right, so open your Bibles. Amen. Life is simple. Bad character makes it hard. Life is simple. It takes nothing to be proud. It takes everything to be humble. Pride is so simple to showcase. When they slap you, it's very easy to slap the person back. But it's very difficult not to slap back, isn't it? So people that are quiet, humble, are more strong than people that are proud. The Bible says the things that are not seen are more what? Real. Are we together? So pride is a killer, is a disease. And the Bible says God resists what? The proud. But He what? Gives grace to the humble. You see, whatever works in God will work in life. Humility will take you to far places. If it works with God, it will work for life. A lot of people will love you for humility. A lot of people. Are you listening? So learn to be humble. He exhorts the humble and He resists the proud. So today we want to talk about beyond escapism toward expansion. Because all through God's word we've seen that His idea for man was never escapism. What is escapism? What's the idea of escapism? Escapism is a mentality that Christians have to finally making heaven. They think that heaven is the goal. Please follow me carefully so that you don't misunderstand me. All right? A lot of Christians think that heaven is the goal. That everything they are doing in this world is to finally, is so that they finally make heaven. And it's not nice. I don't think I want to worship a God like that, in all honesty. That everything we are doing is to finally enter somewhere. Alright? God is not playing chess with our life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? I'm wondering who is doing well, who is not doing well. You know, we've received all these wrong ideas about God. And that's why some people don't necessarily love God. They believe there's God, but they don't want to serve Him. Because religion has given them a false impression about God. For most of us seated here, the God that we know is not truly the God we used to know, probably, is not truly the God that it is. The God that we knew probably was the God presented to us by wherever we're coming from in the name of religion. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So we heard that God kills, God does that, God can punish with sickness and blah, blah, blah. But when we started reading God's word and having some revelations about God, we saw that they were the opposite of what they had preached to us about God. Are we together? Amen. 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 So escapism is a mentality that some religious Christians have. They want to just finally, they think God just wants them to finally make heaven. So they are trying everything possible in this world so that one day they make heaven. It sounds so nice, but it's one of the reasons many Christians are not effective. I think one day I was meditating and there was this example that came to my head. I don't know if I can still remember. Let me try if I can remember. I hope I don't mess it out. It was about a roof, a fire burning a building. All right? A fire. Imagine a fire burning a building. The example just came to my mind. And as the fire was burning the building, you have the privilege, you have what it takes to off the fire. Because you are not the only person in the building, right? You have what it takes to off the fire, but you rather run out of the building and left other people to burn in the building. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Which would have been better, of course, if you took what was required to off the fire and off the fire so that what? The building will not what? Burn. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So I was just thinking about it and I said, I don't think God created the earth. And after seeing sin in the world, then He wants to destroy the earth. You know, take sin to be the fire burning the earth, probably. He wants to now just remove some of us from the earth into heaven and leave other people to burn. Remember what He said in His word. Why Paul wrote to Timothy. He said, my desire in 1 Timothy 2, is it 2 Timothy 2 or 1 Timothy 2? Is that nobody perishes. God doesn't want anybody to what? Perish. But that all, not some, everybody say all. He wants everybody to come to repentance. I hope people get what I'm trying to say. God loves, I don't get these vibes you people are giving me in this church tonight. Are you in this church? It's too dull. Some people are dull. Should I carry my Bible and go home? There's one spirit of dull. I rebuked that demon in the name of Jesus. Shout glory. You have to be alive. Do you understand? For every action, there's what? If you want the world to hit you hard, you anticipate it very hard. Do you understand? Very important. Forget. You see, I'm talking about beyond escapes into expansion. And probably you are wondering, Pastor, you don't know that I've not paid my rent. Forget about that rubbish. Talk about my rent. Pastor, I've not even eaten. Waiting be escapism into expansion. But that's what some people, and they're not interested. They just want me to say, oh, stand up here. Yeah, I see you are not able to pay your rent. And in the name of Jesus, say, yeah, man of God, I receive. And if I had given them the opportunity to write their problems on the cardboard and raise it up here for me to say everything. But listen, the Bible said Jesus was going to another city to solve somebody else's need. Listen carefully. When the woman with the issue of blood said to herself, "He will not pass my city to another city without me receiving my miracle." So I am going to another city. What is the city now? Beyond escaping to escape. It no concern you. But you see, if you can be ready, hungry for the word tonight, it will go beyond this thing to touch it. You know, that was not really a focal point to Jesus. He was just going to do something else and they just touched him and healing happened. He said, "Who touched me?" They didn't have an agreement. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Father of faith, Bensi Dausa, said, "If your faith says yes, God cannot say no." She said in her heart, "If I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole." And when she touched, Jesus turned to her when she was already made whole. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So tonight you can receive your miracle without we talking about that problem. Do you get what I'm trying to explain? Get your heart focused. If you seek first the kingdom, every other word, good thing will be added. Just get focused. You'll be so shocked. The money will come. Well, I think we have more money problem in Nigeria than in this season than any other season. There's a lot of money problem. I declare money in your life. And see how they reacted. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, a lot of Christians had this problem with escapism. And like I was saying, God will not just remove some of us and leave the earth to be burning with sin. No. He desires everybody to be what? Saved. And to come to repentance, to come to the knowledge of the truth. Not some. Are we together? Do you know that God wants all of your enemies to be saved? Alright? So, you must understand this. That will make you walk in love by force. Because the people you are against, He loves them. Hallelujah to Jesus. He wants everybody to be saved. That's why He said when they slap you on this cheek, He said, turn the other cheek. Literally, that's not what it means. It means just go away and forget about the problem. You know, some people think that Jesus said, turn the other cheek. I mean, that's not what it literally means. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Maybe I'll do that on Tuesday or so. But it means, let it slide. Just allow it go. Alright? I mean, if somebody slap you, if you can run away from there, just run away. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Don't try to revenge. Are you people get out trying to explain to you? Right? Just allow it go. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So you see, God will not allow the world to just burn in sin. He wants to save everybody. Alright? The Bible said in Psalms 115 verse 116, if I'm right, I'll be excited. 115, it's been a long time I quoted this scripture. Verse 116. Let's see it briefly. If it's not 116, it's 16. If you're a science student, this thing can make you fail in school. It should be R pi. It should be S raised to the power of. It should be, if it's not that one, and in exam you have just one option. He said, "The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's, but the earth He has what?" The heavens, even the heavens, the Bible said, are the Lord's, but the earth He has given to the children of men. Meaning God wants us to rule on this earth forever, to be in this world forever. He has given us, is our heritage. Are you listening? Meaning there is no day at the end of time, only humans will occupy this world. He has given it to the sons of men. In the very beginning, He told Adam, rule on the earth. In Genesis 1:26, He told man to have dominion. The Hebrew word is memlakak. Have dominion. The Greek word is basilia. Hallelujah to Jesus. And how will he have it? He said he should rule and reign. It's from the root word radar. He should rule on the earth. Are we together? God wants us to rule on the earth. He wants us to reign on the earth. Or let me put it like this. He wants to reign and rule on the earth through us. Say it with me. One, two, go. God wants to reign and rule on the earth through us. Are we together? Yes, so if you are not in the right prototype of how human should be, God cannot rule on the earth through you. Of course, not just any kind of persons. When God says man, there's a picture he has in his heart about what or who a man should be. Are we together? When God says man in his heart, it's not a man in sin. God never created man anticipating that that man will be in sin. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He created man in his image and what? Likeness. So man to God is somebody walking in his image and likeness. Alright? You've heard people say, I'm just a mere man, I'm supposed to sin. No. According to humanity, from human point of view, mere men sin. But from God's point of view, mere men don't sin. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So you see, they have their idea of what a man should be. But we that have God's light, we that have God's word, we have another idea of how we should be. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? The Bible said, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word is God. He came into the world, he's a light. And that light became what? The light. That life, he's a life and the life became the light of men. Another word there, when we interpret from the Greek, is civilization. He is our civilization. Alright? So God expects that his word gets us brainwashed. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because while we're growing up from wherever we grew up from, we had wrong perspective about ourselves. Alright? Identity is the mother of anything upon the face of the earth. You behave the way you behave because of how you perceive yourself to be. The reason why you are behaving the way you behave today is because of how you see yourself. So identity is the mother of anything, any kind of character we see upon the face of the earth. So God did not come to change your character by focusing on the character. He came to change your character by changing your what? Identity. Not like really changing per se your identity. Coming to make you realize who your original identity ought to be. Because from the beginning you were created in his what? But you were lied to by Satan. The enemy has come but to what? To what? And to what? Very important. Are we together? It's just that in our generation today, we don't know how to discern the enemy. Do you know who the enemy is? Anything that stands against the word of God. Anybody that carries any information against the word of God is the enemy. So the enemy can be small, big, fair, black, white, black. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Meaning the enemy can flow from a white man. He can flow from a dark man. He can flow from what? A young girl, an old man. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So that somebody is white doesn't mean Satan cannot use him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. I was telling you last week that everything you watch on TV is programming your mind. Alright? I gave an instance. I saw one trailer of a Nollywood movie. And in the trailer, the young man wants to get married to, of course, a young lady. And the mom was not too old, looking at her physically. And the young man, when he came to marry that young lady and saw the mom, he now got interested in the mom. And was not interested in the lady anymore. And him and the mom were having an affair. So I asked myself, what kind of a useless movie is this one? Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, why did they act it? What are they teaching? There's no moral lesson. They don't know that the devil is using them. You know, you must, sometimes they are very sincere. They even cry in movies. But Satan is using them. They are not aware. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Remember Peter cried, but Satan was using him. Master, I will not allow you to die. Get behind me, Satan. We were shocked that somebody was crying and Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So that's why I always tell ladies, somebody may be crying, I love you, I love you. But you tell him, get behind me, Satan. Are you people catch what I'm trying to explain? For some of you that fell in love because the guy cried, Satan can cry. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you here? Boys are not answering me. I'm spoiling their show. Do you people understand what I'm trying to... Very important. So it's not by crying, no. It's not by saying you are the... In fact, there are some kind of scope you hear. You know this guy is a liar. Which one you are the light of my life? What of Jesus Christ? Who is he? I think I saw that from one of my pastors many years ago. What did he even say? You are my... Can you people remind me? I said it once here. You are my essence, the essence of my life. So I checked the dictionary word for essence. You know, I don't know how to lie. So when I looked at it, I said, how can a woman be the essence of this guy's life? What of everything we have taught him for years? This God we have taught him for years, who is he now? All right, so you have to be real. Tell him, I love you. Finish. Don't lie. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? And you know, ladies are moved by lies. That's one thing I've observed. If he said, I love you, that like, he didn't do well. The other guy cried. The other guy, he said, if it's not me, he will die. The other one said, Imba Keba Sirijia. Hallelujah to Jesus. So it's not by crying. Satan can cry. Are you listening to me? But it's still fake. How do you descend Satan? How can you remove a mask? If he's wearing a mask, how can you remove it and say, you are Satan, I know you? By his what? Ideologies. Are you listening to me? Do you know you can see Jesus in the spirits in your dream, but he's Satan? How will you know? Because who have you ever seen Jesus? Let me ask you a question. Who knows Jesus here? Who can realize Jesus if you see Jesus on the road now? How will you know? You are pretending. Some of you have Jesus on your wall. You are just pretending here. You are doing like you have not seen. Have you not seen Jesus' picture before? They are all pretending like they've not seen Jesus. The question is, the truth is that nobody really has the real picture of who Jesus is. What they had was that picture that the woman covered his face, you know, with a white linen, and it had blood. So they just imagine how his face would look. And from scripture, they just felt like he should have hair. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But they said Jesus' picture went, nobody truly has it. Alright? So when we did our calculation, we said, that guy that acted Jesus' movie was the best bet. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Now the mistake is that Christians now started carrying the best bet and putting on their walls. That's where the problem is. Thank God that the guy became born again. Because he couldn't stand it. They say he had several encounters till he became born again. Because I'm sure Jesus was like, should it be you there? Are you safe for me? You cannot serve me. Are you okay? Because they say before Jesus encountered, he was not born again. He was doing Jesus' movie. But that one day he was just doing it and he started crying. And they said, this cry has gone beyond acting. And at some point he said they should really hit him well. He wants to feel, have an idea of what Jesus. When they hit him, he said, no. If that man felt that thing for my sin, Kai. No, I have to become born again. So Satan can take that picture of that man now and appear to you in the middle of the night and say, hey, Moses. Hi, Jesus. Sup? Jesus is cool, do you know? You think if you tell Jesus, sup, you say, my friend, I will kill you. Am I your mate? Hallelujah to Jesus. And you are now like, I've read a lot of stories about you. I'm glad I'm seeing you now. Wow. He now said, well, what I want you to do is to go to River Benue and start a church. You now say, Jesus, what if the river overflowed and people die? He said, they die for my glory. Yes, Lord. Do you know if that man never knew the word of God, he would go to River Benue and go and start a church? If anybody tried to do anything to him, he would say, I saw Jesus. He truly saw. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's what led to a lot of religions in the world. Do you know all of them saw something in the supernatural? Ask the person that found Islam. He saw, even if he put knife on his neck, he saw. That's the power of an encounter. That's why some people will tell you the power of an encounter. When you see, but make sure you don't have a wrong encounter. Make sure you don't have a wrong one. You know, I was in Kaduna one day and they had an encounter. Some people were moving, trying to cross the river around Karatudu. Opposite Goningora, if you know Kaduna. I used to go and spend some holiday that time with my friend's family. And while they were crossing, they now saw one woman appeared. The river is very dirty. She appeared over the river. I don't like following that place because it smells. And when the woman appeared on white, the people that claimed they saw her, because nobody, there were actually some people that saw her. Because when people now went back, I had to cross the river one day. I didn't see her too. But they said they saw her. And they started telling people they saw the woman. And guess what? I was so shocked. I said, is this how things really start upon the face of the earth? Even the house I was staying, they all left for service in the river. They went to have evening service that day by the riverside. The pastor went there because the woman appeared there. You see the power of what? Encounter. Actually, you have heard messages like this, the power of encounter. This is one power of encounter. It can cause you into a powerful foolishness. That is why you should not be frightened about supernatural. Anything in the supernatural. Your place in the supernatural is the Father's right hand. Colossians 3:1. You were not just called to the supernatural. It's a call to the supernatural at a particular location. Your place in the supernatural, Colossians 3:1, is the Father's right hand. He said, if you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Meaning you should be seeing yourself like Christ in the supernatural. And the place of Christ is the highest seat in the realm of the Spirit. He is seated above every other thing in the realm of the Spirit, and you are seated together with Him. No wonder the Bible said, to which of the angels has He ever said, sit at my right hand? He said, but to the Son, He has said so. And the Bible said, to many that have believed in His name, to them He has given the right to be called what? The sons of God. You're seeing that, right? Meaning that, as a child of God, you have no problem. You don't desire encounters. Encounters follow you. You are more like the hotspot of encounters. Listen, people of God, I'm not trying to just say some things to impress you. I've seen a lot of things in the supernatural while I was growing up. They've reduced right now because now I have the knowledge of God's word more than before. While I was growing up in the faith, I've seen a lot of things. I've seen myself on that river. I've seen myself in sky. I've seen myself in several places in this world. I've heard things. I've seen beings. But I can tell you that those are not things to be proud of. Some of them are not things to be proud of. I've had wonderful encounters, beautiful ones. And I've had very stupid encounters. Very useless ones. As a child of God, don't be proud that you saw a demon. I saw a demon and he was bigger than this building. And when he spoke to me, he said, you, I'll deal with you. For you to see him, it means you are not seated at the Father's right hand. Because if you are seated at the Father's right hand, you are far above that demon. And he should know what? Encounter you. He said, Pastor Samuel, is this thing this simple? Yes. Demons are as powerful as their ideologies in our heart. And as powerless as their ideologies outside our heart. When we reject their ideologies, they are that useless. When we believe their ideologies, they are that what? Powerful. They are the ones that create wrong ideologies. For instance, it is demons that created the ideology of smoking, drinking, womanizing, lesbianism and gayism. They are the ones. They throw those ideologies in human heart. And when a man buys into it, he begins to infiltrate the system. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And people begin to behave like that. The characters are, you know, the problem is that people are now neutralizing these ideologies of demon and are calling it civilization. That's a problem. There are some people that think they are not demonically oppressed. But they believe that they are supposed to marry a man as men. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? And they believe that it's just men knowledge. It's just beautiful knowledge. It's just us being ourselves. Not realizing that they are being demonic. That's a word. Demonic oppression. Are you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Now, our goal as Christians is not to just try and kind of enjoy in this evil world and one day find heaven. No! God wants us to infiltrate the cosmos. He wants us to take over the whole world. He is light, and light is not scared of darkness. Light takes over darkness. As long as there's light here, there cannot be darkness. If we switch on this light till tomorrow, darkness will not find expression in this building. Why? Light is still standing. You are the light of the world, the Bible said. You should not be scared. A city set upon the hill cannot be hidden. Meaning as Christians, we are not running away from darkness. That doesn't mean that we are buying into darkness and are looking for darkness and always going there. What it simply means is that anytime Satan tries to do something around us, he cannot succeed. Why? Because we are available. I cannot be influenced. I only influence people. It is religious Christianity that is scared of being influenced. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. But for we that know Christ, we influence people. Now, for instance, a child of God will not say, this Nigeria sin is too much. Mm-mm. Let me use BSU. This BSU, people are too bad. Kai, I don't think I'll be able to survive 4 years. I would have spoiled. No, you can't spoil. You are light. You spoil others. They are darkness. And you spoiling them is them becoming what? Light. Are you people getting on trying to explain? Very important. There is no outer of fear in you. There's no sin consciousness in you. Are you listening to me? Are you getting on trying to explain to you? So God doesn't want you to run away from the earth because it is evil. He wants you to infiltrate the earth. He wants to expand his kingdom through you upon the face of the earth. He taught us how to pray. He said, pray that as it is in heaven, so shall it be upon the face of the earth. Before that, he said, pray my kingdom, my will be done. As it is done where? Satan is fighting against this dream, this God's kingdom dream. I hope you know that. How is he fighting against it? By causing you to walk in sin. By causing you to have chiefly a false identity about yourself. That's the mother of sin. If you have a false identity about yourself, you will live wrongly upon the face of the earth. The Bible said, to be carnally minded is death. Meaning if you see yourself the wrong way, carnally, not spiritually. If you see yourself from a carnal point of view, the Bible says you must walk in sin, and so what? Death. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? He said, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life. So he didn't talk about actions of sin yet. He spoke about nature. Romans 8:6. So if you are carnally minded, you have the nature of sin. Because you have a false identity about yourself. But if you are spiritually minded, now catch that word minded. Meaning it happens in our consciousness. It happens in our mind. Meaning if you see yourself like Christ, you can't walk in sin. Because you have been spiritually conscious. You don't try to walk in and walk. I mean, you can't do the two of them at the same time. Listen to what I'm trying to say. I see myself like Christ. I don't want to walk in sin. You can't do the two of them at the same time. Mount up one consciousness. I see myself like Christ. As you live your life, a man that sees himself like Christ will not walk in sin. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? The only business you have to do is to see yourself like Christ. Now, as long as you are seeing yourself like Christ, it is impossible to walk in sin. You don't try to calculate not to walk in sin. You just know that as long... Now, seeing yourself like Christ is like a wall of defense around you. The Bible says, in righteousness thou art established. Meaning if you see yourself as a righteous, you are establishing God. It says in righteousness by default, you are far away from what? And the Bible speaks about the place of righteousness in the whole armor of faith. Armor of God, I mean. It says righteousness stands like a breastplate. The breastplate of righteousness. Now, if you are walking and, you know, if you know the Roman uniform, if you are walking and they shoot a weapon around your chest, without you holding the shield of faith, if they shoot a weapon around your chest, as long as there's a breastplate of righteousness there, even if you are aware or not, it cannot penetrate into your body. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Consciously or unconsciously, if they throw any weapon, it will not penetrate into your body if it hits your chest. So the Bible likens righteousness to being what? A breastplate in that Roman army uniform. Meaning that as long as you mount up righteous consciousness, whatever Satan is trying to do in your life will not prevail. Even though you are not aware. The Bible said the one business you have to do is to see yourself like Christ. Meaning to be built on the rock. He then said the gate of hell will not what? Prevail against you. Are you seeing that? Meaning if you see yourself like Christ, it is impossible. You don't try to fight hell when you see yourself like Christ. You can't be seeing yourself like Christ and be saying anything from the pit of hell. No! Just see yourself like Christ. Then nothing from the pit of hell can prevail. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. It is a shame for a Christian to wake up and say, you devil trying to disturb. Mm-mm. As long as you mount up the right consciousness, Satan cannot come close. Because mounting up the right consciousness takes you far above what? Principalities and what? Powers. I hope you know that God did not create this world in view that man should fight Satan. Hope you know that. When God created Adam and Eve, he didn't create them to be fighting Satan every day. He created them to enjoy everything he has done. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? God never had in view that man should be, you devil, bind you, I bind you. Now, God has come through Jesus and has brought us back to the right class of how humanity should be. And right now, don't be conscious of Satan. So I refuse to be conscious of Satan. Now hate your neighbor and say, I know what is making you sleep. It's the devil. Open your eyes. I just delivered some of you very, very fast. You know, the people that are sleeping, they know. I'm a good pastor. I'll not call you up. Look at this powerful teaching and you are sleeping. If it's not an attack, let me know. It's utter from village. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you listening to me? Are you here? Glory to God. One time we were teaching and we said the word of God is the most powerful tool in the world. Period. Very important. If you have God's word, you are both only never been heard. You know, I told you one time, the Bible said in the fullness of time, Christ came. And I said, I agree with my Smurah of blessed memory that Christ had to come because there was a concept on the earth. You know what I call concept? Concepts are more like ideologies that are used to explain knowledge. Let me explain it, put it like that. You use concept to explain, to really pass information, rightly pass information. So if you have the right concept, you'll be able to pass the right information, right? And if you have wrong concept, there will be a misconception. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So of course, God saw the right concept. The closest to God's ideology for a kingdom was the Roman Empire. You know, all other empires, when they come and defeat you, they will kill your strongest men and they'll carry you and your wives. They don't used to kill the women because they need more women. They want to marry more wives. They'll carry you, they'll kill you, the man. They'll leave your children to farm for them or become slave for them. Then they'll carry your women and add to their wives. But they kill the men. Men suffer in this world. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's how it used to be. Are we together? But the Roman Empire, when they came into existence, instead of coming to your, when they win you, instead of carrying, doing the same thing the other guys were doing, what they'll do is that they'll send somebody like a governor to come and represent Rome in that city. And I mean, in the time of Jesus, the one they sent was who? Pilate. Can you remember? So Pilate was more like the governor. What they don't take you to Rome to become a Roman. They bring Rome to you. They bring a Roman to you to change that city to Rome. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Did you get what I just said? They don't take you to Rome to become a Roman. They bring a Roman to the city to change the city to what? Rome. So Jesus did not come to the earth to take you to heaven. He came to the earth to change heaven. I mean, to change the earth to be like what? Heaven. Did you get what I just said? Are you confused? You're not confused, isn't it? So we can relate now. If we do a substitution, we can say Jesus is more like the pilot on the earth now. Do you guys get what I just said? And when he left, the church is the pilot. Do you catch what I'm trying to explain? Because the Bible calls the church ecclesia. Is a Roman word. That word is a Roman word. The origin of that word is from Rome. It means a set of governments that make decision. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the Bible says, unto principalities and powers have been made the manifold wisdom of God as revealed by who? The church. And who are the church? Not a building, a people. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. And who brought the kingdom to us? Jesus, he brought the kingdom that Adam never touched. Listen carefully, please, you will not be confused. Adam never touched the glory. Now, when God said that, have a kingdom on the face of the earth, rule and reign, remember the Bible said something in Matthew. The Bible said, he will say to them finally at the end, please listen to me carefully. Come to me, come to my right hand. He now said, take the kingdom prepared for you. Remember? That's Matthew what? Take the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Meaning from the very foundation, God wanted man to have a kingdom on the earth. Or he wanted to have a kingdom on the earth through man. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Meaning God wanted to rule on the earth through man. What is a kingdom? A king and his domain. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you getting confused or you are getting blessed? Very important. Now, Adam never touched the zenith of that experience. Adam never touched it. Adam never fell from the glory. Please listen to me.
What happened was that Adam never actually touched the glory. He fell short, meaning he was limited to touching. According to the Greek explanation, to be falling short of the glory means you were supposed to touch, just like a baton. Imagine you are, what's this, relay race, alright? And when the other, before the other person gives you the baton, you have run away. I don't know how you get what I'm trying to explain to you. You watch that one that they did for us, one joke, that Nigeria was going forward and the guy collected the baton and started coming backward. And now we're backward again. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. I say you were. Adam was limited to touching the glory that was represented by the tree of life, which is standing for Christ. Because he never ate. He said, guard the way to the tree of life, else man will eat and live forever. Who causes you to live forever? Jesus. If anyone believes in him, he will not perish but have what? Eternal life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you getting confused? So I believe I will know. And get interested. You see, sometimes why you don't know is because you are not interested to know. You want me to say the blood of Jesus? And like calculus. How many of you love calculus? Don't lie. Differentiation and integration, you love it. Don't lie. I'm seeing one or two hands. The rest of us hate it. But you passed it. You had to pass with a D or E. All pass, not pass. Isn't it? Why are you pretending like you don't have a D? Who had an A here in Mass 101? Say amen. Wow, I'm seeing two people. Don't lie. If you had a D, raise your hand. People don't like to identify. You see, wonderful lady. If you had E, raise your hand. Yeah. The rest of you had A, bah. Yes. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you had to do it, yes or no? You know, I was not privileged to do further mass in my secondary school. So when I came for remedias in BSU, I didn't know that. I thought it's a normal mass we do, they are doing. When I entered, they were teaching some kind of mystery. I started calling my friends. I said, why didn't they teach us all this thing in school? He said, my brother, that's further mass. So we didn't have a teacher. We're the fourth set in my secondary school, NDA Staff Secondary School. So we didn't have a teacher for further mass. The one we had, we didn't like him, so they pursued him. Amen? Hallelujah to Jesus. So we didn't learn further mass. And I was struggling with further mass. One day I remember, you know, I was staying with my uncle, and for the first time, around 9 a.m., he told me he's got my 8-pounded yam. I will never forget that day. I ate pounded yam in the morning. It was not really my culture, but I was staying with him in the remedias that I came for. And when I went to class, I said that my eyes started closing. So as the man was talking about calculus, my eyes were closing. And I had this deep headache. So I just fell asleep and started sleeping. After the class, everybody left. I was still sleeping. And I woke up and looked at the thing. I said, God, how will somebody understand this thing? I have no idea. I don't know that you guys are getting what I'm trying to say. There are a lot of scientists today that are working in banks as accountants. Yes. I'm not saying that there was no job. Mm-mm, they choose to study accounting. Because when they enter science class and they saw the mass, they say, God forbid. And they change to what? Art class. It's terrible. And that's why you must, some of you having children, you've already, some of you that are old enough, of course, most of us here are old enough, ready to have children. We would have made the mistake, but don't allow your children to make the same mistake. Huh? Are you not seeing how your family, your father and mother, friends were there? I couldn't imagine my life without those friends. So I went to art class and we're just making noise. After government history, we'll not be laughing. Commerce, we'll not be joking because our brain was not shifted. You know, there's a way you learn sciences. It will be like, see if you are high. Your brain will just move up small. Pew! So what have I just learned? Then you start sleeping during break. Maybe, Tommy, Simon, what are you doing here? I said, man, they say we should choose this thing we want. And I choose art. Is there a problem? You see, my friends stand up from there and carry your smelly leg out of this place. I said, man, I want to be an answer. My friend, move! I said, I'm moving. Go and enter that class. That's how I became a science student. She threatened my life. If I ever catch you, I will kill you in this school. And the woman was very wicked. I will not call her name so that she will not have a problem with me. The point I'm trying to make is that don't leave your God-given destiny because you are not ready to pay the price of discipline. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So I was trying to explain how that Jesus is the one that brought the kingdom to us and carried the kingdom to us. And I'll end here. The Bible said in Isaiah 6. Let's see it briefly. Isaiah 6. Isaiah 9, sorry, verse 6. Isaiah 9, verse 6. I want everybody to read. Want to go? And the government, and the what? Government will be what? He brought the government of the kingdom to the earth. Are you listening to me? He said, and his name will be called what? Mighty, everlasting Prince. Next part of scripture. On of the increase of his kingdom, there shall be no end. So we're talking about the kingdom. He brought the government of the kingdom to the earth. I told you, he walked more like the pilot. You remember? And when he left, were the new pilots on the earth representing him. I even forget how I'm trying to explain. Just like Pilate brought the government of Rome to Jerusalem, so did he bring what? The government of heaven to the earth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? And before we close this last part of scripture, Matthew 11 verse 28. What a beautiful connection. Read. Want to go. Come to me, all you who what? And what? And I'll give you. How will he give us rest? Next part of scripture. He said, take my yoke upon you. And what? Now, the Bible said the government of the kingdom was upon his shoulders. Jesus. Now he's saying, take this government. That is how you have rest. Are you listening to me? Meaning if you understand the government of the kingdom, you cannot be sick. You speak as a king priest. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because if you take the government of the kingdom upon yourself, you are like Pilate representing God upon the face of the earth. When you pass a decree, your words are laws on the earth. Angels are ready to follow after every word that you say. Is it making sense to you? That is why the Bible says, seek first the kingdom and every other word will be added. If you have the government of the kingdom, you cannot lack. Are you listening? Say, Pastor, what do you mean by I will not lack? I mean, you will know what to do at every point of your life. When you start a business and it's seeming like it's failing, you will know what to do because you have the government of the kingdom. You know when to speak words. You know when it's warfare. Are you people getting out and trying to explain? I'm not saying you just sit there in your house and money will be coming. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? When you understand the government of the kingdom, you will know that the blessing is upon your works. He said, I'll bless the works of your hand. Say, the works of my hands are blessed. Say, the works of my hands are blessed. Before Joshua, was it Joshua or Gideon that God told him to have an army for him? Was it Joshua? And he had how many army? No, the first one he gathered was how many? Over 30 something thousand, there about 3,000. How many thousand? Wow, they are not Sunday school students in this church. Some of you were running away from classes. Well, there's 3 inside the thousands. And when he came to God with the army, what did God tell him? He said, these armies, they are too plenty for me. Are you listening to what God is saying? He said, there are too plenty. If you win, it will be as if you have power. He said, reduce it to 300. He said, God, they are too small. He said, reduce it. That's what I want. Hallelujah to Jesus. I just prophetically spoke to you that you may think you don't have enough. You may think you are in a wrong place in your life. You may even think you are in the wrong country. But I've come to announce to you that whatever you have right now, God is saying is enough for me to make you great. It's been backed with the government of the kingdom. Are you listening to me? Go back home with a new mentality. Say, I have a new mentality. Say, I see life from another perspective. Hallelujah to Jesus. Go back home. Go back home. Talk to yourself. And let me add this. Don't think that God will cause his blessing upon your life if you are walking in sin. He will allow you to leave sin before he causes a blessing to flow. Listen, it's even a programming. If you want the glory of God in your life, you cannot be walking in sin. And listen, he's not just telling you, leave sin now. Leave sin all you want. He's not giving you, he's not saying it more like a condition. He loves you, that's why he wants you out from sin. And because he loves you so much, he doesn't want to give you the resources to sponsor the sin you are into right now. Because if you are in sin and he gives you the necessary resources, you become more of a sinner and you die. Imagine you are addicted to alcohol and God makes you a billionaire. You're going to die in no time. So because of his mercy, he will make sure that you don't touch that money. Until you accept the kingdom and a change. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So I'm one person that would tell you, I don't believe in stand up. God will bless you in 3 days. I don't know you. But if he prophetically speaks like that and I know you are a good person, he can bless you in 3 days. A lot of us have personal issues with God. He's seen it. I'm not even aware of it. He's seen how that you don't know how to talk. How would the blessing come in 3 days? When you have driven all your helpers around you with anger. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? How would the blessing come upon you when any lady you see, you do sss? How would the blessing come upon you when, if we check your messenger now, you have asked more than 20 guests out? Hi, sweetie. Hi, sweetie. Hi, sweetie. How would the blessing come upon you? So that when God gives you 2 billion now, you don't say hi, sweetie. You say send your other. And you just wire 100K. Are you listening to me? God is looking at the lady that can't talk to people in her office. God will punish you, idiot. She's slapping men. And she's saying, Lord, bless me with that 2 billion. And God is like, so that you kill the earth? You know, I was going to say this. Thank God I remembered. If you work in bank, you better repent before it's too late. I almost went home one day and laid a curse. I said, God, if I was a false prophet now, I'll just go and say, I curse those bank people. An office space. Some of you, when you sit in office with tie, you think you are in heaven. Because I know some of you work in offices here. Just say that. My friend, talk what is in your mind. Be humble. You know, some bankers are very broke, but they are very proud. Broke, proud people. You don't even know that we can help you. You just go to the bank, you don't know. My friend, you know, I was in an office and I was talking to the woman and I was in my jersey. I always like to look normal because there's heat in my body. So we're talking and I told her I forgot one form. Or maybe I misplaced it. I was trying to be sincere with her. I said, just 2 days ago? And you misplaced the form? I said, ma, calm down. I can pay for it. How much is the form? If you reprint it. She now said, no. It's not about the money. I don't like when young men are being irresponsible. Okay, how much? How much? The money is there. I said, oh, so you want me to pay for it? And you just said irresponsible. I said, you look at me, you call me irresponsible? I said, nobody has ever called me. Alright? And sometimes I just pity them. I wonder if the angels that accompany me are just watching this woman like this. I said, Mike, can you clear this one out? You know, people joke too much. You don't know who is who. And respectfully speaking, I just left there. I said, it seems you are in a bad mood. I carried my things and left. So I said, I want to see your boss. I went to the security man. He said, boss? I said, yes, I want to see your boss. He said, well, the boss is not around, but come and see this person. And I told her, I said, that woman, if I wanted to be a street man now, you'd have heard, bo, bo, bo. And when I spoke to her, they said they were going to correct her and apologize. I said, beautiful, and I left. So it was just in my heart. I said, God, what if I was not trained? I would have said, whoa. You'd have just seen somebody capture me. You know, these days, phone. President of Glory Carriers Ministry exchanging blow with and all our enemies will say, we knew it. We knew it. The Bible says, he that cannot control his anger is like a city without walls. I told you, it takes more strength to be humble. It takes very little to be proud. Hallelujah to Jesus. So most of you that work in offices, I'm warning you. Don't be a hypocrite. Be humble. Talk nicely to people. You don't know what somebody is going through. You say, how much did bank cut? 500. Now you come here, they shout says, okay. Okay. Because you have 10,000 in your account. Remember when 200 was a problem to you? Learn to be humble. People are wonderful before God. Hope you know that. God loves everybody. If God is like man, he will strike you dead over his creation in the twinkle of an eye. You must learn to be nice and loving to people they are going through, especially in this time. You know, I was watching something on Facebook. The guy was telling the lady, I want to marry you. She said, in this season in Nigeria, please, we are protesting. She was not ready to hear anything because she said they are protesting. Look at what is happening in Nigeria. And you are talking to people anyhow. Hallelujah to Jesus. So learn to be nice to people. Are you listening to me? Learn to be nice. And do you know you can actually give in this season? If you see people that don't have, give them if you can. I know everybody is saying this season, the day they ask for money, oh, see, you are a Christian. Are you listening to me? You are not answering me now. You don't like what I'm saying. I say you are a Christian. God should be able to speak to your heart that this boy doesn't have money to sow gari today. He should be able to speak to your heart. Don't block your heart before God. You are like a mediator upon the face of the earth. When somebody comes to you, let God be able to speak to you that this lady has not, oh my Jesus, I remember her, I came through, I can't even remember. Some of you have seen them come to church and give testimony. Somebody came to church one time and he told me, there was one day he had nothing, he was crying. And while I was walking and singing, I just turned towards him and when we greeted, I gave him ₦1,000. Those days, in Remedias, ₦1,000. That money was big that time. And he looked at me, and before I started crying, I ran away from my life. And after several years, he came as a pastor. I didn't even know he was seated here. Met me after church, said, remember me? So I was trying to pretend like I remember. I said, the face looked familiar, but kai. He said, remember the person you gave, blah, 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 blah. He explained. I really remember 30%, but not. I just know that I did something like that. And when he said it, I was so amazed. I said, you are not a pastor. He said, yes, God is helping us now, blah, blah, blah. I just came to say thank you. Yeah, it has been in my heart. I saw your flyer, blah, blah, blah. Imagine. He said he had nothing in his house to eat. They've paid his school fees. The family are tired. Nothing. So God should be able to come for people through you. Are you listening? Who told you that 2,000 is not enough to share? Rich people are not people that have plenty money in the bank. And are just rich people are people that can be able to give from what they have. That's what makes you rich. Are you listening to me? Very important. Let God be able to touch people through you. And sometimes when people ask you for money, I feel like saying this. Don't think that everybody is lying. Not everybody is lying. You don't want to be in a situation where you deny somebody money and see the person dead the next minute. You'll not be able to forgive yourself. A lot is happening. Do you know Nigeria now, people are committing suicide. Imagine Nigeria, that people, Nigeria, that our heart is strong. Somebody has the mind to commit suicide. The matter is serious. And it's just not Makurdi or Abuja, it's Lagos, where heart is very strong. Hallelujah to Jesus. May God be able to come in for people through your life in the name of Jesus. Bow your heads and thank God for his word. Give him praise and worship him. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. Thank you for your word. Your word is truth and life to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank him for the word. Thank him for the word. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh
is above. Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, reveal your glory. Yahweh Sabbath, Yahweh Sabbath, the Lord of hosts, show forth your glory. Yahweh Sabbath, Yahweh, 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 the Lord, shofar, Yahweh, Yahweh, the Lord. Reveal your glory, Yahweh, Yahweh, Ti-di-di-di-di-di-ti. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Father, for your glory. Thank you for your kingdom, and thank you for your power. Our lives will never remain the same again in the name of Jesus. Let's celebrate God and His Word.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.